Making decisions, number one step in intentional living. Decisions you make. We're products of the decisions that we made or didn't make yesterday and the days before. Today, we continue this from last week, talking about the power of decisions, getting the calls of people who are making decisions, made decisions, how to make decisions that will honor God. And frankly, maybe you're at a point where you need to reset with a decision today. Maybe you're just sick and tired, fed up with whatever it is going on in your life, with your finances or your how you're relating in your marriage or your job or maybe your health. Until you get to that point where you are fed up with that, maybe nothing's going to change. And so we're going to help you think that through today and give you some resources along the way. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen, here at the Intentional Living Center on Martin Luther King Day. And you talk about decision. This was a man who made a decision of how he chose to live his life to make a difference in his time. And there were consequences for that. And when you make an important decision, sometimes you don't know what the consequences will be. But if you're driven by God through the Holy Spirit and really understand the importance of the decision you're going to make, it can make a huge difference in your life. And in the case of Martin Luther King Jr., the lives of many other people as well. All right, here we go. You're welcome to join us at 888-888-1717 to be a part of the show today. Or I should say on our comment line. All right, Linda, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm good. Doing good. How are you?
Good. Good. What's the decision you've made or what's going on?
I want to start my own travel agency, and I've done all of the preparing for it, and I'm just hesitating making that final step to make it happen.
Why? What's holding you back?
It's a good question. I've made a lot of changes in my life in the past 6 years, uh-huh. And a lot in the last 4 months.
Okay.
I'm like afraid of a fear of failure. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Sure. And.
I know that's trusting in God.
Well, what would the consequence? Let's assume for a moment you did proceed and you failed. What's the worst thing that would happen?
I guess I would just keep working at my same job that I'm working at.
All right. So if you did fail. We don't assume that, but let's assume for a moment you did fail. It's not taking you under, you're not going financially broke or any of that in the process?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. So what would happen if you did fail to you? What would be the worst thing that would happen?
I guess it would just be my own personal ego.
Okay. Why do you want to do this in the first place? What's motivating you to start a travel agency?
Well, it's actually been my dream since I was 10 years old. And about 6 years ago, I quit my 28-year corporate career, sold my house and 90% of everything I owned, and I kind of became a nomad, and I traveled all over North America. And I loved it. And that was kind of my, I was broken, and that whole journey led me closer to God. And back in August, I started back in the industry I used to be in, and I'm in outside sales again. And I started with this idea of opening up my own travel agency because I do love to travel. And if I opened up my own travel agency, it would allow me to travel and work and travel all over the world.
Now let me ask you this question. And you know this, there's a difference between liking to travel and liking to run a business.
Yes, that is true.
I mean, there's a big difference. I like
yes,
music. I love music,
true.
But I couldn't run a music school.
Well, I do have a bachelor's in business management.
Okay.
And I have been in outside sales for, I don't know, I guess about 20 years. And being in outside sales is very similar to running a business. You don't make money if you don't sell. And you have to manage your accounts, and you have to manage your... Yeah.
So on the business side, you feel okay on the business side, like, you could handle that part of it?
Majority of it, I would probably outsource certain things.
Have you talked to anybody who runs an agency? Do you know anybody else who runs an agency to tell you what's the up and down and everything?
I do know a couple people, but I have not talked to them about it.
Yeah. Well, that would be just to recommend a couple of things. And that's why I'm asking the tough questions. There's things that we enjoy, interests and hobbies and so on, but making a business out of it, my experience with people, sometimes people who like to do things and they make a business out of it, it takes the joy out of it. Because the joy was in the activity and not in running a business doing that activity. So that'd be one thing I'd think about. Two, I would want to know more in this day and age with AI and everything. I don't know anything about travel agency business, but is the world changing? Where is travel agencies going to be in a year, 2 years, 5 years from now with all the technological changes? I'm wondering with AI, it just makes me wonder how that's going to impact. I don't know. You all in that business would probably be able to answer it. That's why I would always recommend, when there's wisdom in many counselors, talk to somebody in the business. I know nothing about the travel business other than call a phone number and schedule a flight or something. But with everything changing, talking to some people in the business, what works, what doesn't work, is it a good idea, is it a bad idea, what are the realities of running a business? And I was talking to my dentist this week. I went in and had some dental work, and he was coming in. I said, hey, how you doing? We're talking about the... He said, hey, I love being a dentist. I hate running a dental business. Insurance and people and problems and things. And so just the reality, sometimes that can be true in any field that you're in. Medicine, some of you and, teachers, and you start a business. In fact, there's the book you might want to read for any of you thinking about starting your business is by Michael Gerber. It's an old book. It's been out for a long time, called The E-Myth. And he talks about the myth that people have as entrepreneurs and starting a business from a hobby or something they enjoy, really understanding the dynamics of it can be powerful. All right. I don't want to discourage you, Linda. It sounds like you got a passion. You've wanted it since you were 10 years old. I would encourage you to continue to pursue it. Pray about it. Get some counsel, and at some point, make the decision.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Well, I have worked for, I'm 71, and I never thought I had a purpose. And I got thinking about my past jobs. I have been a preschool teacher, I did in-home care, and now I deliver groceries to people. So I've always helped people.
Yeah, so your purpose, you're a person that's wired to really serve and care for people.
Yeah, and I never thought of it that way until today when I was listening to your show.
Well, I'm glad you tuned in then, Claudia. Do you listen regularly, or did you just stumble across this today?
Oh, no, I listen every day. I always like your program.
And I like you, too. Thank you much. Here at the Intentional Living Center, we appreciate your prayers for us and your just really down to brass tacks, your financial support. We are listener-supported 100%, been at this a lot of years. We do this because we love you and want the best for you. Because we know when we're intentional, God gets the glory, and boy, do we get the trickle-down positive benefit from that. And so thank you for your support. People coming to Christ, young people making better decisions. If you're not on the team here, come on, today's your day for decision. How do you do that? All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, join us monthly, whatever it is God lays on your heart. don't know how to make a decision on that, how about a dollar a day? $30 a month. That's a lot of where the people are, kind of the average. I'd love to have you be a part of it, whatever God lays on your heart. Or call during West Coast Business Hours, 888-888-1717.
Hello, my name is Cindy, and I'm calling to tell you how the Lord has been teaching me and others how to pray the Word of God. When we do pray, we pray His promises. We declare and decree what He has already said and stand on those promises. It has indeed strengthened my Christian life, my life on this planet. Getting in agreement with what God has already told us in His Word, praying His already spoken and given promises seems to impact the atmosphere. So I encourage the entire body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the church of Christ, the family of God, to declare and stand with God on those declarations.
There you go. Part of the decision-making process, isn't it? To the phones, Sydney's in Arizona. Hi, Sydney. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Looks like you made a big decision in your life. What did you do and why, and how's it turning out?
So when I was younger, I dropped out of high school, and I had kids young. And at 26, I decided to go back to an adult high school and get my high school diploma. And after that, I found a church, I was baptized, and now I attend a Christian university, and now I'm working towards serving in my church and working in kids ministry.
Terrific. You know, you're probably responding to a caller I had a while back, Beth, I think it was, had an 18-year-old son who wanted to drop out of school.
Yes.
Now, I assume if you could go back, you'd do it differently, but how do you view that whole process, how that was handled with your parents and yourself and so on?
I mean, really, I gave up on myself, and I didn't feel, you know, my own self-worth. And as time went on and having daughters and everything, it changed my perspective of what I deserved. And so finding the adult high school in Arizona just changed my life. And from then on, finding a church and getting salvation, it's completely changed everything for me.
Did you have people at the time try to talk you out of that decision to drop out?
Nope. I had everybody that was just rooting for me to keep me going. And, you know, when I was young, I didn't feel any self-worth, and I didn't listen to anybody, and I just gave up. So
it wouldn't have made a difference, do you think, if people had tried to encourage you to stay at it or not?
I think so, maybe.
Yeah. So what was the turning point?
But it's happened? Never too late.
What happened at 26?
Well, Arizona passed legislation to have an adult high school for a high school diploma. And so, you know, it took 10 years to get that.
What happened to you, though? What happened in your life that you got to a place where you said, hey, I'm worth it, and let's get on with life in a positive way?
My daughters kept talking about it. My oldest daughter, you know, she's moving through school rather quickly, and I needed to be that example for her to keep going. I needed to be a better example and to have more opportunities in life to be stable.
Terrific. All right. So what did you, maybe I missed, what are you doing today? Are you working outside the home? Are you in the home, or what's your life like today?
I attend GCU right now, and I volunteer for my church.
Good for you. And what are you majoring in?
I'm going for behavioral health science and also ministry.
Well, congratulations. You know what? I went back to school to finish my undergraduate degree when I was 33. Now, I got married young, and I didn't drop out. I just kind of fiddled along taking a class here. You know, some of you know what that's about. I finally got serious about what I wanted to do in my life. 33, went back, finished my master's, did my bachelor's, did my master's in counseling, my business degree, and then eventually went on and did my doctorate in counseling and psychology. Now, I could have done it when I'm in my 20s instead of when I was later, but... But you know what? God has a way of making it all work. You're never too old. And God's not done with us yet. And so if you're feeling like you need to make a decision to better your life and your family, this, you say, well, yeah, but you don't know, I'm old. Well, you know what? You're all going to be old. Whatever it is. But making a decision to continue to progress in your life, that's powerful. All right. Hey, a couple things here. I got the Intentionals for Making Better Decisions. It's available at our website. If you go to theintentionallife.com, click in the search bar, decisions or decision making, and several articles will pop up, including the top 10 list here of intentionals for making important decisions in your life. All right. And you're welcome to share your story with us at 888-888-1717. Daphne's in New Mexico on the line. Daphne, welcome to the program. What's going on with you today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. Hi. Made a very recent decision to make Jesus an example of what to look for in a husband rather than my earthly father.
How did you come to that decision?
So I knew my whole life that I wanted to get married. It's one of my biggest goals in life. But I had recently heard of a study within the past 5 years that women tend to look for qualities in a husband or a partner that are reflected in their own fathers. And that really put me in like a troublesome time because I was dating a lot of men who had qualities that I did not want in a man, but I was attracted to because I guess my dad had the same qualities. So recently I was talking to some church friends and they were like, well, what you have to do is you have to get to know Jesus as an example of what to look for rather than your earthly father, because your earthly father is very imperfect.
Yeah, that's right. And that's an important decision. Write down that list of what are the characteristics of the person that I want to marry? What do I want to see in their life? Then when you meet this person and all the emotion that follows, you'll still be objective enough to look, do they really meet these criteria? Not that anybody's going to be perfect, by the way, but understanding some of the things that are going to be most important, because that's a lifelong decision, or at least it ought to be. That's for sure. Okay, Sarah, over in Missouri, welcome to the show today. What have you learned about this thing?
Well, there was one very important decision that I made outside of deciding to follow Christ. But the decision I made and what I would urge others to do, especially in this season, is to forgive. Mm. And that is not something you can do unintentionally. You actually have to be intentional about that, and you have to forgive. And it's what Christ has called us to. And regardless of how it is received or whether or not you think it is merited, it is an important decision to make. And
how has it impacted your life?
Well, it's liberating. Actually, it's freeing when you let go of anger or bitterness,
yeah,
or hurt. And it doesn't mean that all of that is washed away, but it takes away the power from the enemy to control you and your thoughts and your feelings towards that person or that situation. This is a hard time of year for a lot of people because, yes, especially with families coming together, it's really nice if you can choose to forgive. You don't know what tomorrow holds, but you know what Christ has called you to today.
Exactly.
And so I would urge people to forgive.
Now, let me ask you, it's not important to share what that was, but what I'm interested in knowing is, how did you come to the point of saying, I need to make a decision? What was going on in your life that said to yourself, hey, I've got to decide, I've got to make an intentional decision to forgive?
I don't know that I could have personally gone on a whole lot longer holding on to the hurt and the bitterness. And it was just overwhelming because it starts out as something small. And like most things that bug you, when they are held on to for a long time, they just begin to grow and fester. And before long, something that really was truly large that happened, that I had to forgive over, had just become an overwhelming constant thought to me. Mm. And that was taking up too much space for my world.
Yeah.
I needed my mind and my spirit focused on my wonderful husband and my kids and the other things that God had called me to. And that was becoming a huge hindrance though nobody else knew it. I knew it. The Lord knew it. Obviously, the devil knew it, too. But I had to choose, make a choice to forgive. And it's something that I've had to do daily, because sometimes it's also not easy. Just once I gave it to God doesn't mean that the devil doesn't remind me of it and bitterness want to creep back in.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was bondage. Mm. Unforgiveness was bondage to me, and I had to let that go.
What you really did, Sarah, is you got to the place where you said, enough's enough. I just can't handle it anymore. Like earlier, I was talking about decisions tend to come from two places, either a want to. There's a desire you have or a goal or something that's sort of driving you, a passion, a desire. Delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart, but you got to delight yourself in him, right? That part of it. Or you're to a place where you have to. Maybe it's a medical diagnosis, or in the case of Sarah, she's saying, it's just affecting my relationship with my husband, my family, my life, and I'm done with this. I can't go on anymore. And if you're at either of those places in your life, there's a point where you got to just dump it. You got to say, this is a point I got to make a decision. I got to make a decision what I'm going to do, how I'm going to think, where I'm going to turn, what's going to be most important in my life. Satan will just camp right there at the point of decision and try to draw you back from making a decision that will bring glory to God and benefit to you and your family and those that you love. And if you're at that place today, I think Sarah just gave you some great advice, some great counsel. All right, let's go over to Arizona. Ariana is on the phone today. What decision you've been working on, Ariana?
Well, about a year ago, me and my husband decided that we wanted to move across country, and the Lord kind of just shut the doors, and he said no, and we kind of got mad about it because we were like, Lord, this is what we want, and we didn't understand what his purpose and plan was at the time. Well, we went and talked to our pastors, Church for the Nations in Payson, Arizona, and we kind of just sought the wise counsel like you were talking about in yesterday, I guess, at this point's message, and they said, you know, you're not ready yet. God's got plans for you here for this next time period, and he'll let you know when you're ready. And so then we got mad at them because we were like, how do you know we're ready? But in the end, it was super cool that we did seek that wise counsel, and we didn't just make an impulsive decision on moving our entire life, because now we are closing on our house tomorrow, and we are moving to Arkansas. And in the process of this last year, we have not only grown in our faith and in our leadership in the church, but we've also adopted my 16-year-old brother and got him out of a very bad situation that he was in. Wow. And we wouldn't have been able to do that if we had just impulsively moved. So I just wanted to encourage people who might be thinking about either moving or making a big decision like that, that, you know, if the Lord says it's not time, don't take it as discouragement. It's usually because he's got something so much more planned than you could ever imagine.
If you have a relationship with someone you love who's emotionally weak, focus on solutions and not problems. Very easy to focus on what's wrong. What's wrong with them? What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with our finances? What's wrong with our parents? What's wrong with ourselves? One of the big issues that happens with parents is, and I've seen this, you get a permissive parent and then you get a very authoritarian parent. And it's like a teeter-totter. One will try to offset the other. We see this in parenting, where one parent saying, my husband is so authoritarian, so in the face of our kids, the other one will slide to the other extreme to be more permissive, thinking they're gonna balance it out, as opposed to sitting down and talking about not you're wrong, but talking about what kind of kids do we want to raise? How can we come to some agreement on one thing that we can agree to intentionally to help us in our parenting?
You know, when you support the ministry, you allow us to get the message out of living intentionally in Christ. And you do that every day because of your prayers. And those of you who support, you allow us to get the teaching like you hear these stories and the testimony and the excerpts from the teaching. You allow us to do this every day. And thank you for your support. If you're not on the team today, you can do so by calling 888-888-1717. Or you can go to theintentionallife.com
and click on donate. And thank you. God bless you. Thank you for your support.
I fought weight all my life. It's been an up and down thing. And I am 66 years old, and I finally said, I've had it. I can't do it anymore. And I turned to God, and I prayed, and He has turned me around. He's taken away my cravings. I have actually lost a few pounds, and so I see Him working in my life very strongly, and I praise Him. If you give it to God, He can work miracles. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jason. I was listening to your guys on air, and well, it was about, you know, keeping healthy and losing weight and stuff like that. And one of the things that I've found is just being a happy person and, you know, not necessarily just stressing out and being completely obsessed and focused on losing weight, but, you know, just making small efforts every day and doing a little bit every day and trying to be happy with your friends and family. That's the real way to lose it, not only lose it, but to keep it off permanently.
Yeah, that's right. A little bit over an extended period of time. That's really what it's all about. All right, quickly, I think got a call from Indiana, maybe with a question. Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Sammy, and right now I'm trying to make the decision about my job. I requested to move to a different location, but to keep the same title. And I'm just trying to pray about that and see if it's the right decision to make and if God wants me to move to this new location. So I just need prayer and guidance for that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Sammy. A couple things. I would encourage you and others, if you're trying to make an important decision in your life, like Sam, you know, Sammy is. And again, at our website, we have very valuable information, helpful biblically based information on making decisions. Just go to theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, there's a little search bar. Just put in decision making or decisions, and it'll pop up several articles, including the intentionals, the top 10 list that I put together for making important decisions in your life. You know, it says in James chapter 1, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. And so if you're looking for some help today, we want to offer it to you. And it's there because of the prayers and the helpful financial support of our members all around the country. Thank you for being a part of Intentional Living. If you'd like to know more, again, go to theintentionallife.com. So on behalf of my wife, Donna, and our team here, Jennifer and Stephen, our producer, and the rest of the team upstairs, thank you for being a part of the ministry. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. I want to remind you that Intentional Living is a part of Intentional Life Media, and our goal is to help you experience life the way God intended. Have a great day.